Fred Slade. I want to echo what just about everybody else has said, which is thanks so much, Randy. You've been a real pillar for those of us out there. As a skeptical accountant, I came to Christ late in life, in my probably mid-40s. I was very curious about the theology of money, and couldn't find a lot of answers at first. I've since found many, and you were one of the first. So I thank you for that. And I just want to make a comment. I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but every time that you finished and Greta came on, she started with "Wow." So thanks so much. Really, I'm not sure if it's a comment or a question, and you could probably do a whole seminar on it. But one thing that fascinates me about this hold that money has on everyone, I mean, it's almost universal. And it's, you know, when you look at the Ten Commandments, I mean, you know, the first two commandments, right? Don't put idols before me and honor your God. We're not doing that, of course. You know, the idol that most people worship is money and material possessions and so on. I listened to something many years ago. In fact, I've got the tape set in front of me right now. I just got to find a cassette player somewhere. It's an old one. And it's by Craig Hill. And it was the first time I was introduced to the spirit of mammon. So, that, you know, spiritual warfare answered a lot of questions for me that I couldn't explain in this logical world that accountants understand. Any comments?
Well, what was is the question about spiritual warfare? Or
well, yeah, with this whole idea of the spirit of mammon and you know how that affects people or deceives people or so on. I've tried to do a little bit of research. Apparently, I think there's one translation that talks about the love of mammon as opposed to the love of money is the root of all evil. And I haven't heard much about mammon except I think it's some god that the Philistines worship. But
yes, right.
So, I really think that's what's controlling everybody nowadays.
Yeah, and certainly I've just written a book on happiness that'll be out next fall, and one of the two of the chapters actually on idols, you know, that we put in the place of God, and that's the nature of what an idol is, and certainly money is one of those. And yes, that word mammon is the old word originally used in the King James translation that recognized this god of money of the ancient world, and that god is still around. And sometimes it's obvious that it's just pure money, and then often it's money and possessions, or it's particular possessions. And, you know, yes, we can make idols out of everything, good things, including a family, or whatever, you know, but, the key is, I think, viewing in a very serious way the warning in the last verse of the book of First John, one of the last books, you know, written in New Testament, in the New Testament era, little children, keep yourselves from idols. And you know, lots of times we think of idolatry as a more an Old Testament issue, and idolatry is an issue today, but the problem is when you actually bow down to an idol, and you set up an idol in your home, and you burn incense, and you do all these different things. It's so obvious it's your idol. You know it's your idol. So when the early Christians who really were in idolatry were called upon to turn from their idols, they had to do it, but they had the advantage of being able to recognize it. You know, it was obvious. And so they'd burn their idols. And you even have in Acts 17, where you have the, or 19, or wherever it is, where they have the burning of the occult books by the people in Ephesus. And these were idolatrous, you know, false, cultish types of, occultish types of of books, and so they burn them. And so in the Old Testament, you had people casting down the idols and breaking them with hammers, and they would push them to the ground, and they would grind them into dust. Here's our big challenge today. We live around the things we idolize, and usually we can't merely destroy them. And so we don't have the tangible idols we worship in the same way, although in some cases, yes, you can have a possession that you're worshiping and you can sell it. Or if it's an evil thing, if it was a pornographic image in art or something like that, then the solution would be to do what the cultists did, which is destroy it, not sell it, but destroy it. You know, but what we've got to do is learn to see the idols in our lives and ask God, help me to see what I'm idolizing. And that is what my mind naturally goes toward. When I'm not thinking of anything else and my mind goes somewhere, what does it repeatedly go back to? The ideal is, if we're worshiping God, if he's the center of our lives, he's the center of gravity, our hearts and thoughts should be, he should be the default that we keep going back to. If he's not, and what we keep going back to is, let's say, fantasy football, televised sports, a team that we're following, a certain business element of our business, our work, that's what we're always thinking about. That's what I'm distracted from giving attention to my children and my grandchildren and my spouse, you know, then that's our idol, and we've got to say, okay, God, help me either to, in some cases we can actually get rid of it and divorce ourselves from it. In other cases, we can't. It's still there. Lord, teach me to replace this lesser thing with a greater affection for you, so that then we can't just look at this thing that obsesses us, that controls us, that's our idol. You know, sometimes it's not as easy as just saying, oh, I won't think about it anymore. Well, no, what we got to do is transfer be transformed by the renewing of your mind, as Romans 12 says. Look at the new thing. Look at God. Look at the true God. Look at his word. Study good theology. Study great books of God. Reach out in evangelism. Go on a missions trip. Do the stuff that invests my heart, my mind, my life more in God and the kingdom of God and the people of God. And then that way, when I say no to the idol, I will have replaced it with what is much more satisfying than that idol could ever be.